Thanks very much. So my name's Graham, and we're all fourth year aerospace engineering students from RMIT in Bundoora. And we are part of the club at RMIT called RSTA, which is just the RMIT Space Technology Association. Basically, it started just with a few students in 2012, as I guess we were offered a project from one of the professors, who's a member of ASRI. And this is the OSROC 2.5. So the club basically was founded, I guess, in 2012 from a few students working on the OSROC 2.5 project, which Marty will talk about in a minute. We've also got a number of other things that we're trying to work within the club. So it's not just basically about building a large rocket, but it's also about like having a club atmosphere and involving younger students and doing different public activities and different things. Basically, we're primarily engineering students and undergraduate students as well. We have a mix of students from first year to fourth year and from a couple of different disciplines, but mostly from aerospace engineering. We're currently, I guess, in our second year.
So yeah, my name's Martin. I'm the current president, although I'll be finishing up there this year. We'll have a new president for next year. So the point is, seeing that there was a lack of space activities at RMIT and more broadly in the Australian space industry is quite lacking in terms of projects that students can be involved in and really get interested in as engineering students. So that's where this group really started from, out of this real need for something to happen. And all being interested in space, we saw this great opportunity to get involved with the OSROC 2.5, which is a long-running project. So what we're really key about, and this is really our mission statement, is not only we're based at RMIT University, obviously, we're providing real opportunities to students to become actively involved in the space field while they're still students. And this can lead on to great opportunities once they graduate. So that's effectively what we do.
So we have a number of kind of ongoing projects within the club. It's not only the OSROC 2.5 with ASRI, but we've also got a number of other projects such as the Hydro to Orbit, which is a water rocket competition we're running for high school students and as an extracurricular activity, and that's going to be running this December. And we're also running a thing called ALICE, which is a kind of experimental research propulsion technology that we're trying to research a bit more in and see if we can launch an aluminium and water ice rocket. We've also got pretty regular model rocket launches that we have where we just get the club together and we get small D and E class motors, solid motors, and then make more small rockets, and we have a few different launch sites that we launch from. We're also funded, I guess, primarily from as a club at RMIT, but also along with we receive some funding for our main project, OSROC 2.5, from ASRI. Bring diversity to the club in general. So we're hoping to run the Hydro to Orbit competition, which is just basically we're going to have a number of sessions and bring students into RMIT in the aerospace department, and we're going to work with water rockets and teach them about some science principles and have a competition. But it's basically, yeah, just to kind of diversify our efforts in a club and basically kind of, I guess, touch the public a little bit.
Talk a little bit about ALICE. So one of our new exciting projects, because Graham did mention we've broken up to a number of streams now to really best to cater for the diversity in the group. One of our research streams and our what we call our future project is looking at this new propellant called ALICE. So it's a combination of aluminium and ice, hence the acronym. So it's a new propellant that's shown a lot of promise. It's shown ISPs over 300, which is for a solid fuel is absolutely extraordinary. We're researching this. We're still yet to be confirmed that it can match those ISP figures that's being quoted. But this is something that we're researching at the moment and we hope to publish in this field. So it's really for those postgraduate students and people that are really interested in the research field. This is where this project is really catered at. We're pulling from the lead work that's been done at Penn State University in the United States. And then there's also work done at Georgia Tech. It's a couple of United States universities. It needs a really, really hot ignition source. It's basically like thermite when you consider the type of activation energy you need. So that means it's really, really stable. However, it does melt. That's an issue. If you're launching out of Woomera, that would be a considerable issue. But they're all small issues that can be overcome if the propellant is as good as the theory and the previous work suggests. It is very, very dense in terms of aluminium. So when it is in a melted form, it is like a gel. It is held in the frozen state to be able to make the grain in that particular shape that's required for optimum burn. So that's the main... Yeah, it's on the nanoscale as well, so we're talking about 10 to 20 or maybe even up to 50 nanometres particles of aluminium. So it's incredibly fine. Anyway, it's showing a lot of promise. We don't know where this project will go, but that's one of our future developments. Anyway, OzRock. Now, this is our main thing that we've taken over from the Australian Space Research Institute, or ASRI. Effectively, the OzRock 2.5 started many, many years ago, as I'm sure some of you are aware. It's sat dormant for a long time, with little bits happening here and there. However, there's a real lack of motivation, I guess, within the group. And so when we found out about it, we said, oh, here's a project that's near completion. Most of the parts have been designed. A number of them have been built at the time we took it over. So we said, yeah, it's a really great project for us to be able to get a step up and get a lot of experience in a really short period of time by taking this project to completion. It's effectively what we've been doing. So the OzRock program, for those that aren't aware, it was effectively intended to be a stepping up program to eventually go to an orbital launch vehicle in Australia. So that was the intention. Yeah. So that's, Dean, do you want to add anything to that one? Or
I just want to say that we're working quite closely with the members of ASRI, and it's not that we've taken this over. We get a lot of mentoring through some of the members, and we're working very closely with them to develop our skills, because obviously having jumped into this very extensive program, we don't expect to know everything, but we try our best, and we are really there to develop our skills into engineers that would have the skill set, I guess, for when going into industry, and developing something like this is really a fantastic pathway for us to do something like this.
So the OzRock 2.5, for those of you that haven't been to the ASRI website, the basic specs are burn time of just over 600 seconds, design altitude of 32.5 kilometres in a single stage, it's liquid oxygen kerosene, pressurised fed by a Tridyne pressurisation system, which is a new type of pressurisation system that has only recently been used by Aerojet Rocketdyne, but previously had never been used before.
So that's essentially just a mix of, I know it's helium and
hydrogen, a little bit of oxygen, and it burns over a hot catalyst bed to expand to increase the propulsive efficiency of the entire system by creating a larger volume of gas. Mixed at a very, very low ratios. Our main development is the static test program. So this is our real focus. Most of the vehicle has been designed, including avionics, etc. However, the engine, even though it's been built, tanks have been built, all of these flight systems have been built, haven't been tested. So this is our focus. We want to test them, and as such, we've had to develop developed a rig. We have taken a lot of the previous design work and just taken it to completion, effectively. So this is our largest current activity. We have finished the design now, and we're starting completion as soon as the exam period ends, which is next week. So it's a very exciting time for us. We're pulling from a large experience from ASRI, of course. The design of the rig itself is quite similar to the previous OzRock 2 firings. So we've got the same horizontal arrangement of test fire on rails. It's slightly different, being that our flight tanks are going to be used in the test firing. We've actually got our flight tanks that are going to be used for the test. Now, so we can test everything in situ, effectively. I guess this came out of the problems we had with that OzRock 2 had with the flight tanks exploded. So we don't want that to happen. That's the whole idea of this test program. Moving forward, the engine itself, like I said, it's been built. We've got everything sitting ready to go. So it's liquid oxygen kerosene, blade tubes lined, with a Tridyne pressurisation system. And the whole system is intended to be as a test bed for the larger platforms, i.e. OzRock Nano, which would be the next stage of the program. Mainly, the points are we're having a number of six tests in two separate groupings. They are hot and cold test firings that we'll be conducting over the coming months. So yeah, the main point is the construction of the rig is about to start right now, and yeah, hopefully this program will be happening over the coming months if everything goes to plan. From here, effectively, yeah, if the test firing and everything goes to plan, that'll be happening early next year. Following that, we'll be integrating, following a successful test, I should say, because a lot of things could go wrong and often do in these type of adventures. So following that, we'll be assembling the vehicle, which most of the components have already been constructed and are sitting idle, waiting for this. And then launch could possibly happen as early as the third quarter of 2015. So that, if everything goes to plan. Of course, this depends on a lot of things going off without a hitch. Test firing at Greytown, hopefully. The launch itself is up to 30 kilometres, would need to be a Woomera launch. So basically, our ambitions and goal are to continue the development of the space-related program at RMIT and extend this into a larger program that will continue for a number of years to come. So our focus currently is the static test fire, but that will continue to the larger OSROC 2.5 program. We've also got these secondary programs, which are the H2O program for high school-based education, which Graham mentioned earlier, the ALICE propellant development or research project. We've also got a number of continuous skill growth programs that we have throughout the day, like you can see a number of photos there from welding sessions we've had, teaching welding to some of the new members that we've had join up in anticipation of building this static test firing route. We've also got currently... like I may have mentioned, our efforts are currently funded, so we're very thankful for the funding we've received from RMIT and ASRI. But in future, we are looking for more support to take this to completion. There are plenty of opportunities for commercial sponsorship of this. There's lots of space for stickers on the side of our rocket. That's for sure. But there are other opportunities for other types of sponsorship and partnering with this program. We do have an immediate need. We're currently looking for a workshop with After Hours Access in the Melbourne area. We've got workshops with After Hours Access all over the state, but none of them are close by where everyone is. And we've got workshops that are in Melbourne that we don't have After Hours Access to. So if anyone knows somewhere, we'd be very interested to hear it.
Very.
And we're also looking for some sort of space and that we can maybe borrow metalworking equipment to... set up shop for a little short period of time. Yeah, I think that's it. That's what we've got. You can find us on the web. You can find us at rmitspace.com. And on Facebook as well. So, thank you.